You know, that's a great time to go ahead and bring in somebody who's become a real friend of the show, Hannah Stevens, who was known and is still known to many as the UA sign girl. I mean, this person knows sports like nobody's business. Like I sit back sometimes and just listen because I'm learning while she's talking. But that's enough of me talking, though. Let's just bring her on. Hannah Stevens, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today? Thank you for such a kind intro.
Oh, are you kidding? Absolutely. I mean, you had your own show on ESPN. I think that says a lot right there. But hey, so I want to just run through some sports stuff, and I'm just going to call this segment Right Sports for a minute. Let's get your thoughts on this, not the least of which, of course, is you know him personally. You love him dearly. You've said it on the show before, but Nick Saban, story here on 1819 News, is he's just been tapped for making regular appearances on ESPN's College Game Day. Your thoughts on this?
Yes, sir. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at the way ESPN has, I guess, had themselves in a situation the last couple of years, I think strategically they knew that getting Nick Saban was going to help them. I mean, you know, they kind of had to change Game Day a little bit. They let David Pollack leave, and then obviously they added Pat McAfee, which I think he's done a fantastic job. He's kind of changed the way that Game Day has operated. But I think bringing Nick Saban on is not only going to help the viewership, but it's really going to help the tradition and the truth of College Game Day, if that makes sense, because he's someone who is well-known, he's well-versed, he knows his sports, and he sees things differently than a lot of those other guys do. And so I think from an ESPN standpoint, it was an extremely smart move financially and a way to market themselves in a better way. But if you're Nick Saban, I mean, I think it's a great way to, you know, keep yourself in the college football world because, you know, there are some coaches who, when they retire, you know, they just like to get on a ship and sail away to the unknown sea, so to speak. But with Nick Saban, I think he's the type of guy who wants to stay involved, wants to stay in the loop. And I think he is, I mean, I'm very excited. And honestly, I can't imagine a Saturday without Nick Saban. So for personally, I am very pleased and excited about the news.
Well, so let me ask you this. Is he going to put on the mascot head every week, or is that still going to be Corso doing that?
Probably Corso. I would love to see Nick Saban do that. And honestly, I think we're going to see a different side of Nick Saban that we haven't seen before, right? Because, I mean, most times, even when, you know, because people forget that Nick Saban did coverage for championship games or bowl games if and when Alabama wasn't competing, right? If they weren't, for whatever reason, in the college football playoff, Nick Saban was on game day. Nick Saban was doing game day coverage. And, you know, but even in that way, he was still in his Alabama character, so to speak. He was still serious. He was still, you know, I've got to prepare. I'm, you know, and I think we're going to see a different side of Nick Saban, the more chillax, the more this is who I am at home kind of person. And I think that's going to really open up the eyes of who to people to who Nick Saban really is beyond being a college football coach.
All right. We'll see how it goes. All right. I'm going to run through several stories. That was the first
sure.
one. So let me pick up this one. So Title IX, you know, the basically supposed mm-hmm. to give the equal playing field for women's sports. And you're a former D1 athlete. So, I'm looking at right now, everything that we're seeing on the national level, culturally speaking, is like trying to limit and stifle Title IX, it would appear. But we're looking
sure.
at like Congress is thinking about taking action. Where do you see this going right now? What are we going to see the dissolution of Title IX or the destruction of it? Or are they going to get a grip on this and save women's sports from transgenderism and all that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very sensitive subject for me because, you know, I, like you said, I was a Division I athlete. And you know, I think it's kind of mind-blowing that we're even having to have this conversation because, I mean, regardless if you're a male or female, I think you can see that men and women perform differently. And I think any argument would be made that, you know, if I wanted to try out for the University of Alabama football team, I could, right? I mean, I don't think that I have really any problem with that. But there's no guy that's going to be like, oh, she's going to take my spot or, oh, she's going to be stronger or better than me. But if we have a women's volleyball team and we have men try out, there's going to be a lot of concern of those men may take our spots, if, you know, as females. And I think that's what we're seeing. And I think it's so frustrating because it's kind of like we're undoing the good in history. Like we want to not undo the bad, but we want to undo the good to make more bad. And it's frustrating because as a woman, I mean, if I have children one day, I want my children, whether they're boys or girls, I want them to feel like they have a safe place. and that they have a place, especially being a female, where I can go in and know that my records aren't going to be broken by a male. That my, you know, that, and, you know, I'll even say this. When I was in high school, we had a young lady that tried out for the football team and made it. And this was in Washington State, nonetheless. And this was around 2009, 2010. And she played football, and the only agreement was that she had to get dressed and get ready in a women's locker room, and every school had to cater to that. She was not allowed in the men's locker room. So how are we having the same conversation now, years later, that all of a sudden how women feel doesn't matter, right? Yeah. Like we're, you know, and so anyway, it's very frustrating. I hope we're going to see people step up for what's right and then be like, you know, we've worked so hard, we've come this far. And it's not like, you know, I'm not saying that there's not areas to be made for improvement. I think there's always room for improvement in every area of life. But as a sport, and as what the intention of Title IX is helping women, so to speak, have a league of their own where it's protected that they don't. I mean, like Riley Gaines is a great example.
Yeah.
If that would have been honored, I mean, you know, they tied and they just wanted to give Leah Thomas the trophy as a political statement. And that was probably the first time in many years where we've seen Title IX be put to the test on what are we actually stand up for. So anyway, personally and professionally, I mean, it's very frustrating to see, and I'm really hopeful that over time we're going to see, Lord willing, individuals on every level politically stand up for this and say, no, like, we're not going to we're not going to cater to these emotions. We're going to stand up for what's right. We're going to stand up for what so many women over the years have worked hard for future generations to have.
Well,
equal opportunity.
Well said, my friend. And absolutely, I agree. Absolutely. And it's maddening, like you said in the first part of our discussion on this, it's maddening that we're having to even have this conversation. All right, let me talk to you about a woman who is changing sports as we know it. I mean, my gosh, Taylor Swift. I am pretty sure they're going to change the name to the Kansas City Swifties, is what I've been telling everybody. It's
I like that. That's, yeah. I mean, my word.
Did you ever see so much hype over a person? And it's like they've lost sight of the game almost.
No, they have. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I, for numerous reasons, I've kind of stepped back from the NFL. You know, I used to cover the NFL games every single Sunday. And, you know, I loved my job, but it started affecting my relationship with Jesus, first and foremost, because I was missing so much church. But also, you know, you just kind of saw a different side of sports, right? Because in college football, there's somewhat of protection for these athletes. There's somewhat of a purity of the sport, so to speak. In the NFL, you've kind of lost that because it's all about fame, money, all, you know, all the things. But the way this has been handled this year, and I think, honestly, you have to give CBS, ESPN, all of these media companies, you know, it's their fault. Because, I mean, they continue to show her on TV game after game after game, not just once or twice, but continuously.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, Donna Kelce, Travis and Jason's mom, I think that was a perfect amount of coverage. People loved her. They love how sweet she is to her boys, that she goes from game to game, that she brings cookies. Like, that in and of itself is a great story. But when you beat a dead horse by showing her over and over and over, it's like the game's about her. So it's just, I think it's just, I mean, honestly, personally, I'm rooting for the 49ers just because of this whole thing. Like, I'm against the Kansas City Chiefs simply because of how much Taylor Swift has taken over the NFL.
I'm with you, sister. And I tell you what, I had somebody that I know personally who used to play for the Chiefs. And I'm like, you know, I'm not a Chiefs or a 49ers fan, but I'm a 49ers fan on this one, I'm pretty sure. I'm just going ahead and say, there it is. Go Niners.
For sure.
All right, I tell you what, let's do. If you don't mind, can you hang on during a break? We're going to take a break right now.
Absolutely.
We'll come back in about 3 minutes and we'll get you back on here. I got some other questions for you. So,
absolutely.
You good? All right. We're with Hannah, the UA sign girl, but we're talking about some right sports. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We're going right back to the phones right now with Hannah Stevens, known to the world as Hannah the Sign Girl, UA Sign Girl. Hey, Hannah, I got to tell you a quick story before we jump into the next storyline that I've got here. So you mentioned earlier about in the professional levels of the NFL that you know, it sort of loses some of the magic. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I remember years ago, so this is apparently a long time ago because I'm an old dude, but when I was in high school, Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Huntsville, John Stallworth, who used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he came to our FCA group. And it was, for me, it was like, you know, just I was in the presence of greatness because there I was, me, 10 guys, and John Stallworth, and we got to just talk with him, answer questions, ask questions, and I asked him. That was my question to him. I said, you know, football is technically a game, but you guys, it's your job. So when you're playing at your level, is it a job or is it still a game? And I'll never forget. He said, it's how we make our living, certainly, but those of us that love the game know that we're still playing for the love of the game. And that was, I mean, that was, I'm paraphrasing slightly, but that was his answer back then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask you, before we forget the Super Bowl, give me your predictions. You got any predictions on where it's going? Who's gonna come out on top? I know we both say we're rooting for 49ers, but what's going to happen?
I'm going to say 38-31 49ers.
Woo!
I'm going to say that. I just think this. I think when you – and. As much as people want to see the Kelce Swift love story, I think there's no better story than what Brock Purdy's done this year, right? I mean, obviously Christian McCaffrey winning Offensive Player of the Year. But Brock Purdy, I mean, he went from being the, you know, last guy picked, so to speak, and, you know, like the not the cream of the crop, just kind of the bottom of the barrel. And for him to do what he's done this year, I mean, he is a tremendous guy, well-spoken, amazing family, amazing story. And I think he is the epitome of, so to speak, the American dream. When you look at someone who has worked hard, didn't play for a team like Alabama, you know, like a Bryce Young. And I would love to see, by the way, Bryce Young come back next year and lead his team to a Super Bowl. But anyway, point is, I mean, as much as people want to see the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm going to say this. There's a lot of comparison between the Kansas City Chiefs and Alabama. They're always in the playoffs. People are sick of them winning, blah, blah, blah. But for me, the 49ers is just a story of where you have guys like Brock Purdy and especially Christian McCaffrey have just kind of taken this country by heart, you know, and I just think that they've done a fantastic job. And, I mean, they've been underdogs in many games, especially when you look at the game against the Eagles. Yeah. I just think they've just really shown themselves to get – they're probably one of the only teams to get better each and every week.
Well, and you're right. And Brock Purdy is kind of like the Cinderella story. I mean, just like, you know, the kid who said – people said, well, good luck to you, buddy, and look what he's doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. All right. Last one I got on the list here for you. Hey, I'm an Auburn fan, and you know it. So this past week, number 12, Auburn Tigers had a comeback win, beat number 16 Crimson Tide at Neville Arena basketball. What are you thinking? I mean, is Auburn going to – how far is Auburn going to go with this? Bruce Pearl – by the way, I'll tell you what else too. I love the fact that Bruce Pearl is a coach, but he's also unabashedly unashamed of his faith and his politics. He's out there. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. You know, I have nothing against Auburn. I mean, I'll say this, and I don't think I've really shared this story with many people, but my freshman year was a Tuscaloosa tornado, and I saw devastation and heartbreak unlike any other.
Wow.
And the very first group of people that I met with was from Auburn. They came up from Auburn when they heard the news of Tuscaloosa tornado, and that forever changed my mind. And it kind of – I've written articles. I even wrote one for ESPN once that happened – on how it's more than a game. And when we allow ourselves to connect with people human to human versus team to team, then we can really see that at the end of the day, we're all alive. Regardless of what team we root for, we can work together for the common good of our community, for the Lord, whatever it may be. And so, you know, going back to your point, I mean, before that, I probably would have been the most bitter Alabama fan that we lost the game. But as I've gotten older, and I like to think wiser, I realize it is just a game. And, you know, Bruce Pearl doesn't get enough credit for what he's not only done for the University of, you know, Auburn and all of that he's done for that program, but really for the SEC. He's really helped the trajectory of SEC basketball recruiting. He's really made an emphasis on SEC basketball, right? I mean, obviously you had a Kentucky, but for the longest time, Duke and North Carolina, and, you know, you would even look at a Villanova or Northwestern, whatever you want to look at as the programs to go to. I think he's really helped the SEC kind of change trajectory, especially for Alabama, because as much as Nick Saban changed the way SEC football was played, Bruce Pearl's done the same. And honestly, Bruce Pearl has had to help Alabama find their main coach, finally getting Nate Oates. But anyway, I mean, obviously Avery Johnson and Anthony Grant were the great coaches, but I'm digressing to your point. I mean, he's done a great job. It's an unfortunate loss for Alabama, but I'm going to be honest. Auburn has one of the best home-field atmospheres I have ever been to. I mean, I've been to SEC basketball arenas. I've been to college basketball arenas all over the country, and Auburn is hands down the most intense, loud, and proud. And I think that ultimately was the factor in the game. I think if this game would have been at home in Tuscaloosa, we would have won again. But I think Bruce Pearl, as much as his players play their heart out, so do their fans.
Wow. Well said. All right, listen, you took us all the way to the bell. So Hannah Stevens, UA sign girl, we appreciate you. We'll have you back on again sometime soon, all right?
Thank you. Have a good day. I appreciate it.
All right. See you, Hannah. Man, does she know sports or does she know sports, dude? I mean,
she does.
Like I asked the questions and I just sit back and wait.
It's kind of embarrassing. I'm not really a sports guy. So,
yeah. I mean, she knows it like the back of her hand. Well, we're going to have her on more often. I am pretty sure she is already woven herself into the Right Side family. Let's just put it that way. So we'll come back from this break. I'll tell you what we'll do. I've got a dipper sitting here, and I think I can do a little work with it. I think we're going to come – this. We're going to wind up – brother, we're going to wind up having three guests and all three dippers on a major news day. What is going on? Did we just do a five-hour show? How did this work?
I think so.
It just kept piling in.
Did we hit all three dippers?
We're about to. I'm gonna get that third dipper
You're
out.
You're going to do the bell out?
I'm just going to do it for spite. What do you think?
Okay, if we can fit it in there.
All right, you guys, listen. Keep texting in if you want to, 833-687-4448. You guys are in go-home mode, and I know it, on a Friday afternoon, 4:30, so keep your eyes on the road, but tune us in and be right back here momentarily as we jump into dipper number three, the big bad BSC bailout. Oh, you're going to like this. It's your tax dollars. Why would you not? Ha! We'll be right back.